This is the Sac Homily of 24th of September 2025. Essence. Sweet children, the Father has come to charge your batteries. The more you stay in remembrance, the more your batteries will continue to be charged. Question. Why do storms come to your boat of truth? Answer. It is because at this time there are many artificial people. Some call themselves God and some show their occult power. This is why people are not able to recognize the truth. They try to rock the boat of truth, but you know that your boat of truth can never sink. Those who create obstacles today will understand tomorrow that it is only here that they will find the path to salvation, that there is just this one shop for everyone. Om Shanti. This is said to you children, you souls, spirits, because a spirit listens through his ears. It is souls that imbibe everything. The Father's soul is filled with this knowledge. You children too have to become soul conscious in this birth. From the Copper Age you have been body conscious on the path of devotion for 63 births. Although you knew that there definitely were souls, you didn't know what souls were. It is a soul who enters a body. It is souls that experience sorrow. It is said impure soul or pure soul. You would never have heard impure supreme soul said. If God were in everyone, impure supreme soul would be said. So the main thing is to become soul conscious. No one knows how tiny souls are, or how souls have their entire parts recorded in them. You are listening to something new. Only the Father teaches you this pilgrimage of remembrance. No one else can teach it. It repeatedly takes effort to consider yourself to be a soul. You have that emergency light which works with a battery that is charged. The Father is the greatest power of all. There are so many souls. They all have to be filled with power from that power. The Father is the almighty authority. If we souls don't have yoga with him, how could our batteries be charged? It takes a whole cycle for your batteries to become discharged. The batteries have to be charged now. You children understand that your batteries have become discharged and that they now have to be charged. How? Baba says, have yoga with me. This is something that can very easily be understood. The Father says, when you souls connect your intellects in yoga with me, you will be filled with power and become Satopradhan. This study brings an income. You become pure by having remembrance and your lifespans increase. Your batteries become charged. Each one of you has to check yourself as to how much you remember the Father. When you forget the Father, your battery becomes discharged. No one else has a true connection. Only you children have a true connection. How can one's light be ignited without remembering the Father? Only the one Father gives you this knowledge. You know that this knowledge is the day and that devotion is the night. Then there is disinterest in the night and the day begins. The Father says, forget the night and remember the day. Heaven is the day and hell is the night. You children are now in living forms, and those bodies are perishable. They are made of dust and will merge into the dust. Souls are imperishable, but the batteries become discharged. You are now becoming very sensible. Your intellects continue to go to the home where we came from. We now know about the subtle region. Vishnu is portrayed there with four arms. Human beings cannot have four arms. It doesn't enter anyone's intellect that Brahma and Saraswati then become Lakshmi and Narayan, and that this is why Vishnu is given four arms. No one but the Father can explain these things. The soul is filled with these sanskars. It is the soul that becomes Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. All souls call out to the Father, O Baba, we have become discharged. Come now because we want to become charged. The Father now says, the more you stay in remembrance, the more you will accordingly receive power. You should have a lot of love for the Father. Baba, I belong to you. I will go back home with you. It is just like the in-laws coming and taking the bride from her parents' home. Here you have now received two fathers to decorate you. The decoration has to be very good, which means that you have to become full of all virtues. Ask yourself, do I have any defects? Although there may be storms in the mind, you have to check. Do I perform any wrong actions? Do I cause sorrow for anyone? The Father is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. We also have to show everyone the path to happiness. Baba continues to show you many ways to do this. You are the army. Your name is Prajapita, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Ask anyone who comes. From where did you come? And to whom have you come? They reply, we have come to the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Acha, who is Brahma? Have you ever heard the name of Prajapita Brahma? Yes. You too are children of Prajapita Brahma. All are his people. He is your father too, but it's just that you don't know him. Brahma is definitely someone's child too. His father, Shiv, has no body that he could be seen. Shiv Baba is higher than the three, Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. It is said Trimurti Shiva, because he is the creator of all three. Shiv Baba is at the top, and then there are the three, just like a genealogical tree. The father of Brahma is definitely God. He is the father of all souls. Acha, so where did Brahma come from? The father says, I enter this one's body and name him Brahma. You children were also given names, and so he was named Brahma. Baba says, this is my divine and alaukik birth. I adopt you children. I enter this one's body and speak this knowledge to you. Therefore we are Bapdada. The body he enters has its own soul. I come and sit next to him. There are many cases where two souls play a part together. When a soul is invoked, where would that soul come and sit? That soul would definitely come and sit next to the Brahmin priest. Here too there are two souls, Bap and Dada. The father said to this one, you don't know your own births. He also tells you, you didn't know your own births. You have now remembered that you go around the cycle of 84 births every cycle, and that you then return home. This is now the confluence age, when you are transferred. By having yoga, you become Satopradhan, and your batteries are charged. You then go to the golden age. The whole cycle continues to turn around in your intellects. You cannot go into detail. There is the duration of a tree. It then becomes dry. Here too, it is as though all human beings have dried up. Everyone continues to cause sorrow for one another. Everyone's body is now to be destroyed. All souls will go back home. No one but the Father can give you this knowledge. Only the Father gives you sovereignty of the world. Therefore, you should remember him so much. When you don't stay in remembrance, you are slapped by Maya. The hardest slap is for vice. Only you Brahmins are on the battlefield. Therefore, storms will also only come to you. However, you mustn't perform any sinful actions. When you perform sinful actions, you are defeated. Baba teaches you, children. Children, never indulge in vice. Don't defame the name of the clan. In a physical family, when a child is not worthy, the parents say, "Why are you dirtying your face? You are defaming the name of the clan." After experiencing victory and defeat, defeat and victory, you will ultimately be victorious. This is the boat of truth. There will be many storms, because many artificial people have emerged. Some call themselves God, and some call themselves something else. Many show their occult power. They even give visions. The Father comes to grant everyone salvation. Neither this forest nor the residents of this forest will remain. You are now at the confluence age. You know that this old world has now become a graveyard. You mustn't attach your hearts to those who are going to die. This world is about to come to an end. Destruction is about to take place. The Father only comes when the new world has to become old. By remembering the Father very well, your batteries are charged. Some can relate this knowledge very well, but they don't have any power of yoga, so there isn't that strength. The sword isn't that powerful. The Father says, "This is nothing new. I came 5,000 years ago too." The Father asks, "Have we met previously?" Children reply, "We met a cycle ago." Some then say that the drama itself will inspire them to make effort. Okay, the drama is now inspiring you to make effort. Therefore, do that. Don't just sit down somewhere. Those who made effort in the previous cycle will do so again. Those who haven't yet come here will also come. Those who were walking along this path and who then left and got married will also come back and make effort, if that is in their parts in the drama. Where else could they go? Everyone will have to come back to the Father, dangling their tails behind them. It is written that Bishampitame also came at the end. At the moment they have so much arrogance, but their arrogance will then end. You play your parts every 5,000 years. You claim the kingdom and then lose it. Day by day, the number of centers is increasing. You have to explain, particularly to the people of Bharat who worship the deities, that it used to be the deity religion in the Golden Age, and that this is why their idols are worshipped now. Christians praise Christ, whereas they praise the original eternal deity religion. Who established this religion? They believe that Krishna established it, and this is why they continue to worship him. You are number wise too. Some make so much effort and some a little less. A mountain is portrayed being lifted by everyone lending a finger. This world has now become old and everything has lost its strength. They can't even find gold in the mines. In heaven there are palaces of gold, whereas the government now is irritated because it has to settle its debts. There is plenty of wealth there. The walls are studded with diamonds and jewels. People are very keen on having everything studded with diamonds. There is no lack of wealth there. There are plenty of treasures there. A play about Aladdin and his magic lamp is performed. Just by the lamp being rubbed, a whole palace emerges. Here too, as soon as you receive a divine vision, you go to heaven. There you see the princes and princesses with diamond-studded things, like flutes, etc. If anyone were to wear such ornaments here, they would be looted. That person would even be stabbed and robbed. Such things don't exist there. This world is very old and dirty. The world of Lakshmi and Narayan was very wonderful and beautiful. There were palaces studded with diamonds and jewels. They wouldn't be on their own there. That was called heaven. You know that you truly were the masters of heaven. We built the temple in Somnath. You understand what you were and how, on the path of devotion, you then built temples and performed worship. You souls have this knowledge of your 84 births. There were so many diamonds and jewels. Where did they all go? Gradually everything finished. A lot was looted by the Muslims, and they placed diamonds on the tombs and built the Taj Mahal, etc. The British government came and dug them out and took them away, and nothing now remains. Bharat is now a beggar and continues to incur debts. You can't obtain grain, sugar, or anything. The world now has to change. However, before that, in order to make the batteries of you souls Satopradhan, you have to be charged. You definitely do have to remember the Father. Your intellects must be connected in yoga to the Father. It is from him that you receive your inheritance. It is in this that Maya battles with you. Previously, you didn't understand these things. You were just like the rest. You are now at the confluence age, whereas everyone else is in the Iron Age. People say that you continue to say whatever enters your heads. However, there are tactics you can use to explain to them. Gradually, the number of you will grow. Baba is now opening a big university. pictures are needed to explain there. As you progress further, you will have all of these pictures made in a translite form. Then it will be very easy for you to explain. You know that you are establishing your sovereignty once again by having remembrance of the Father and his knowledge. Maya comes in between and deceives you a great deal. The Father says, continue to save yourselves from being deceived. He continues to show you many methods for this. Simply tell them, remember the Father and your sins will be absolved. You will then become like this Lakshmi and Narayan. God himself has had these badges, etc. made. Therefore, you should value them so much. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Decorate yourself with all the virtues. Never cause sorrow for anyone. Show everyone the path to happiness. 2. The whole world has become like a graveyard, so don't attach your heart to it. Always remain aware that you are now being transferred because you have to go to the new world. Blessing. May you have a right to Bhaktada's canopy of protection and thereby stay constantly safe from Maya and obstacles. Those who are Bhaktada's long lost and now found beloved children have a right to Bhaktada's canopy of protection, and Maya doesn't have the power to come under it. Such children become constantly victorious over Maya. The canopy of protection in the form of remembrance keeps you safe from all obstacles. No type of obstacle can come to those who stay under the canopy of protection. For those who stay under the canopy of protection, the most difficult things of all become easy. Situations as big as a mountain would be experienced to be like cotton wool. Slogan. In order to be loved by God, by people and by yourself, imbibe the virtue of contentment. Avyakt signal. Now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. Especially make the pilgrimage of remembrance powerful. Become experienced in being an embodiment of this knowledge. The pure and benevolent attitude of you elevated souls and the powerful atmosphere will give the experience of bliss, peace and power to the desperate wandering souls who are calling out. Om Shanti.